Should a blessing, a bracha, be recited upon putting up a fence on one's roof? So we are all aware of the mitzvah recorded in Parashas Ki Tsetse, chapter 28 in Dvarim, Pasuk Ches, which states that one who has a roof is to make a fence around his roof to prevent anyone, God forbid, from falling and dying or injuring himself as a result. And this mitzvah is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshin Mishpah, chapter 427, Halacha 1 in the Mechaber, brought in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Hilcha Shmiras Aguf Va'Nefesh, Halacha 1, that it is a positive command in the Torah for one to build a fence around his roof, and anyone who does not do so, in addition to having nullified the above positive command that we mentioned, he has likewise transgressed a separate and independent negative command, which states that thou shalt not spill blood in his home. So all in all, the building of a fence around your roof contains two mitzvahs, a positive command to build a fence and a negative command to prevent something from happening that can hurt someone. So now that we've established the mitzvah, let us discuss, so should a bracha be said upon putting up a fence? So first and foremost, we have to discuss, in order to answer this question, when indeed, under what circumstances, did the Torah obligate a fence to be put up? As if you're putting it up because you feel it's dangerous, but the Torah didn't feel it's dangerous and obligated, then certainly a bracha is not justified and is not allowed to be set. So the halach is, as brought in the above sources in the Shulchan Aruch, is that a fence is only obligated to be established to a roof that contains a space of 4x4 amos, which is close to 2 meters by 2 meters or more, as otherwise it's not considered a place that can be used and the Torah didn't obligate it in a fence. Likewise, it has to be a roof that is commonly used. If you never go up to your roof, then you never have an obligation to make a fence. Only when the roof is commonly used by people is it considered an obligation to build a fence to prevent anyone from falling. So now that we've established the criteria for the biblical mitzvah, let's now discuss the bracha. So the seemingly you may say, well, of course a bracha should be said just like any mitzvah. The problem is, however, that we have a clear ruling in the Paiskim, mentioned also in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 181 Halacha 2, that we never say a blessing on a mitzvah that's done to prevent danger. As the main thing is to prevent the danger, it's really a negative command. So why should a blessing be said in this case? Nonetheless, we find in many, many Rishonim, beginning with the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, chapter 11, Halacha 8, that when one puts up a fence upon his roof in those cases that it's obligated, as we mentioned, a bracha is to be said, and the nusach of the bracha is, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, lasos me'aka. And as for the question that's asked, but didn't we just say we never say a blessing on things that are done to prevent danger? The Rebbe answers in the Kutei Sichas Volume 2 that that's only the case when there is no explicit command to do that action, but simply you're doing it under the general clause of preventing danger. But when the Torah explicitly gives a particular command and instruction, such as build a fence around your roof, then that becomes a mitzvah independent of the danger aspect, and therefore a bracha is to be said, as it is by all mitzvahs. As rules the Rambam, so likewise rules many Rishonim, the Bahag, Sheilosas of Achai, in Parshas Ekev, the Smag, the Or Zarua, the Sidur Asag, the Or Bal Ha'iter, Tomim Deim, the Knesset Agdela, the Chaya Adam, the Machane Ephraim, the Kiva Eger, the Chsam Sefer, the Stei Chemed, the Ben Ishchein Rav Paulim, and other Poskim Megdoli Hachreinim, that a blessing is to be said. Regarding the question of when the bracha is to be said, it could take days to erect all the fence. So the Chassam Sefer in Tshuva 54 writes that it should be said specifically at the end of the process of making the fence. Although there are other opinions about Le'itur holds that you should say it in the beginning, just like Babir Chametz. You say it in the beginning, even though you're only burning the Chametz the next day. So this matters under debate, but practically due to Safek brachas, one should do like the Chassam Sefer and only say the blessing at the end. Despite all this, there are Poskim who completely argue on the entire notion of saying a bracha by this mitzvah, and they say that no bracha is to be said when putting up a fence around one's roof. Ah, we said before that it's an independent command. They don't argue on that aspect, but they say that there's other reasons why we don't say a blessing, such as, for example, the Baal Rekeach in 366 writes that we don't say a bracha upon putting up a fence. Why? Because it's not a shirk d'shanu b'mitzvaysav. Also, the Goyim are obligated in this mitzvah preventing death and murder, and therefore we don't say a blessing, because any mitzvah that's also upon Goyim to fulfill, a blessing unique for Jews is not recited. Likewise, the Aruch HaShulchan Chayshim Mishpat 427.3 brings that it's evident from different Rishonim, and also Lachatan brings in the name of Paiskim that a blessing is not to be said when you put up a roof. a fence around the roof. So bottom line is that this matter is under debate if a bracha should be said, and most interestingly, in the Shulchan Aruch of the Machaber and the Alter Rebbe, a blessing is completely omitted, which would seem to imply that they don't hold of it. Practically, however, the accepted practice amongst many is to say a blessing upon putting up a fence around their roof if the above conditions are fulfilled, as we said, and anyone with doubt should simply ask their Rav for further guidance. One cannot make any inference regarding the Rebbe's opinion on the matter, as even though the Rebbe did discuss this, as we mentioned already, this was only in the opinion of those who say a bracha is required. However, regarding whether in essence a bracha is required, the Rebbe never paskened on this question, never arbitrated between the debate. Now here's an interesting technical question. Generally, the person putting up the fence is not the owner of the house, but a worker that he hired, a builder, etc. So who says the bracha? How does it work? And what if the worker is a guy? So this question is discussed in the Achrein, in the Machne Ephraim, the Pischei Tshuva, in Cheshin Mishpat, and others. And even though we find a number of different opinions, the bottom line is like this. If the worker is being paid per hour or per day, which you could prearrange based on what we're explaining now, then you, the owner, say the bracha, even though they're doing the work and putting up the fence. If, however, the worker is paid for the job, such as he said, I'll take $500 for the whole job of putting the fence around your roof, then in such a case, if it's a Jew doing it for you, the Jew has to say the bracha, not you. And per the Rambam, Rekiva Eger, he says the bracha malasiyas ma'aka. Well, if it's a guy, a Gentile doing it, then no bracha is said at all. Bottom line, if one wants to merit the bracha, in such a case, then he should prearrange with the worker that the worker is being paid by the hour and not for the job. Or if one wants to escape the machlekes of the bracha, he should specifically pay the Gentile worker by the job and not by the hour. Regarding the blessing of Shechianu should be said, so there's a known debate in the Paiskim regarding if Shechianu is said on the first time that one does a mitzvah, and the bottom line is that Safik Brachas Lahakel, we rule that we do not say a brach of Shechianu, although if one wants, he can purchase a new fruit and say Shechianu on the fruit and have in mind also the mitzvah of Ma'aka. May the proper fulfillment of this mitzvah of Ma'aka, of making a fence, which its whole purpose is to protect others, help that Hashem protect us. Basireisi machlam mikirbecha, and may all ailments and epidemics and pandemics be removed from our midst.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.